welcome to This Week on Channel 9, the show brought to you by us, the presenters. My name is Nikola, this is Vlad, and we have some good news for you today.
Oh,
you are Vlad, yes, I'm Nikola. So before we get into it, we haven't been on the show together, and I love to be on the show with you, Vlad, you know that, right? Okay, well let's tell people what we've been up to lately. So what has been the stuff that we've been working on lately? Why don't you tell the folks?
Build.
Okay, continue on. Next thing, we have Surface 3. Enough of that. Okay, so we announced the Surface 3 this week. Awesome announcement. This was a surprise. I had no idea we actually had a new Surface in the works.
Like, bum.
It just showed up. But to be honest, it's very exciting. It's a $500 starting price for this one. Supports full pen support, which is great for note-taking. It's full Windows, so you can run any application on this.
And has full HD.
It is full HD, great monitor, great screen. All the ports that you love, USB 3, you know, for video out, all the ports that you love. And you can charge it with USB, just like your phone, you can charge your phone. So it has a 10-hour battery life. To be honest, if I were a student right now, and if I was looking for a laptop, and I was looking for this, I would not look for this. You can take all your notes you want on this. I'm just going to carry this. I don't even need a backpack. Put all my notes on this. Put all my books on this.
I don't need a backpack. Yeah.
So I think it's an amazing, it's awesome device.
It's
$500.
It's the thinnest Surface yet.
Yes. It's even thinner than this Surface here.
Yeah. Obviously. It's the thinnest one.
There you go. Okay. Moving on. Going to the room. So if you guys haven't heard of Channel 9, this is the show that we're on the website here. Right?
Yeah.
Well, they released an Xbox One application. So if you have an Xbox One and you want to watch us on the big screen, you can do that. If you want to put a blanket over so you don't have to see Vlad and just see me, you can do that as well. It's big screen, so you can just do that, you know, and just look at us and
this
watch the show. It's big. I worked with the guys when they were building the application, and I looked at the application as it was progressing. They did an amazing
job.
Was
it easy?
It's Xbox One. Everything's easy.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah. And then we have another technical preview.
Yeah.
It's been, a week
it's
after?
It's been a week or two
between
weeks,
updates now? That was pretty quick. What's new in this update?
This update is more about, like, fixing issues, some, like, new features, but not very much. Like, it's what we're gonna do later. It's all about being up to date.
But there was one big feature here, right?
Yeah, one good, small feature.
Well, it's small. It depends on how you look at it. Small, powerful, warrior-y, game-ish. Yes. Project Spartan. Project Spartan is finally out, and people can actually start playing around with
this. Yeah, I was kidding, obviously. Project Spartan is huge.
It is huge, and I've been using it as my main browser lately, so I love it.
And I'm.
What's some of the new features that you like?
about Project Spartan?
Yeah.
This is obviously its speed. Project Spartan is fast, like crazy. And my number two feature in Project Spartan is Cortana integration. You know I love Cortana.
Cortana, you can show up. You can see it by your shirt right there.
Yeah. So what's your favorite features?
Well, now I really love the reading mode on this. You know, on the phone in 8.0 and 8.1, we had the reading mode in IE, where you can actually, if you have a blog post and it has a bunch of ads, you can just click the one button and makes it look very nice, kind of like just like reading a book, and you can save this. So reading book is one of my favorite features
reading
in
mode.
Here. Yeah. Reading mode, yes. And then, of course, we also have the annotation in here, which is awesome. So if you have a device that has any device, actually. You can use your finger, whatever. You can just click the annotation button. You can start annotating things, saving, and share it with your friends. It's awesome.
If you say, I don't annotate my page, that's because you don't have this tool.
That's it, right. Why don't you say this title? Because I can't say this title.
Okay, I'll try.
Go ahead, try.
My English is obviously perfect.
Before we were going through the news that we're going to talk about, we tried to say this word. And both of us, English is our second language, so it's kind of difficult to say.
Yeah, so. A succinct look at Windows 10 tools for developers. It's all about tools for developing applications for Windows 10 platform. That's it.
Yeah, Michael goes through all the new tools that we released was last week or a couple weeks ago, yeah, off of Windows 10. He goes and compares it to Visual Studio 2013 versus 2015. What's new on the platform? What about the web apps, the hosted web applications? He just goes over all the new stuff that's in there. And it's a very nice place to see all the links to all the setups, links to all the installations, links to all the samples. It's a really nice one place to go for all that.
It's basically
stuff,
like essentials of all Windows 10
exactly,
development information.
Debugging. My favorite.
Yeah,
task.
My favorite part of doing my job.
Yeah, 20% writing code, 80% debugging, right?
Are you a developer? It means your app, your applications actually
crash. If your app hasn't crashed yet,
you just don't know about it. And if your app is running on someone's device, you cannot debug it. And those people are just like blaming. They say, your app doesn't work. And this feature on the developer portal gives you the information about the like crash dumps. And if, in case if you don't know, you can analyze them. And you know, we work with partners, and partners ask how we can get this information, how can we debug, blah, blah, blah. You just read this Rudy's post, and like Rudy's and Stephanie's post, and like, they actually explain how to do that.
Yeah, and they use actually Rudy Huen, who wrote a lot of the Windows phone applications, helped with providing some of these crash dumps. You can see even developers that are as experienced as Rudy have these crash dumps, and I imagine his crash dumps are actually very useful in actually showing how to do all this stuff. It's a great blog post.
So Stephanie made an awesome post.
Yeah. So pretty fine JSON string, making it pretty, making it so it looks nice. So this is actually a really nice post by Rick. He goes over, if you've done debugging and you've done like basic REST calls with your application, and you know you've used the output window to say, okay, here's my JSON string, we'll look at it. Well, there's a tool now that you can actually, just with one line of code, say, print this JSON string.
I use message boxes. What is debug?
Message
output?
Boxes, what is this, 1999? Come on.
I love this way.
Anyway,
even if we use message boxes.
Yes, this will put all the tabs, put all the new spaces, everything, so the JSON string just looks pretty when you look at it. For debugging purposes, it's nice. Yeah. If you have an application that prints JSON strings, which there's some out there, this is also very nice. One line of code prints your JSON string beautifully.
Yeah. And if you don't produce terabytes or gigabytes of JSON strings, it would also be good to make them pretty. Why not? I'm a user. I want to read good stuff, not this like one line of everything.
Yeah, having errors, and if they're in JSON, make it pretty. Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, continuing on to March was for makers. So, Henselman has Hensel Minutes, and last month he had a whole series of podcasts on makers. He had, I don't know how many videos and blog posts and Twitter conversations and Google Hangouts with a bunch of different folks around the maker community, talking about how to just get involved with the maker community, how to build things. I mean, all of us are developers here, but not many of us actually do hardware development, or they make things. We just do software things, which are somewhere you're living on your hard drive or your cloud.
Yeah.
But this is actual physical things. So it's a great great podcast.
You can play
with it.
It's
a little car. I can play with it, and I can kick you with my car.
Hardware is awesome.
So let's go to pick of the weeks. My pick of the week is HyperPolyglot. So speaking of many languages, programming languages.
Programming languages. Speaking
there's
of programming languages.
HyperPolyglot is an awesome
don't
website.
Speak to me programming languages.
It actually goes through different types of programming languages. It allows you to compare the different models and different ways you can do the same thing in these programming languages. So if you just want to compare how JavaScript versus PHP or versus Python compares as an interpreted language, that just makes it easy. Okay, this is how this is done here. It's a great way to do all these comparisons. And many developers today, they don't just use one language. They use many different languages, many different types of languages. So having this to be able to compare and just go have a quick resource, it's a lifesaver.
Yeah, and if you have no idea about a certain language, like, for example, I had no idea about Python, and somebody came to you saying, Vlad, can you port this whole thing to Python in one day? You can just use this.
Of course, yes, I'm Vlad. I can do everything I want.
Yeah, so this is very useful. Yes. And my pick of the week is actually the best 1st of April jog I've ever seen. This is MS-DOS, but for Windows Phone. Microsoft actually shipped MS-DOS for Windows Phone. You can, as everything for Windows Phone, you can get it from Windows Phone Store, Windows Store. You can install it, you can play with it, you can run some commands. This is really awesome. It also has some, what again, Easter eggs?
Easter eggs, yes.
Easter eggs, yeah. So try to find it, play with it. And I love this application. You can play with this application for hours.
So this was April's first joke by Microsoft, but this is actually fully on application. Yeah. It's actually fun to play around. And I, just for fun, I decided, well, let me see if they've actually, what kind of Easter eggs they have. And one of my favorite Easter eggs in this app is Windows 3.1. You can actually launch Windows 3.1 on here, yeah, and you can get the whole UI. And so it's, they did a pretty good job for an April's first joke. And it requires some time to actually build this. So I got to give it to it. They put a lot of effort into this.
Yeah, hopefully they will continue updating this.
Yeah, maybe they can get MS-DOS to Windows 10
and they will get to Windows 3.11 for workgroups, so we can use it to collaborate. Absolutely. So yeah.
Finally, get the start menu in 95, Windows 95. You know.
Windows 95, and then finally they will reach Windows Phone.
Exactly, and we can go back where we started.
Windows 10. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks everyone for joining on this week on Channel 9. My name is Nicola, and his name is Vlad, and we'll see you again next time.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll see many of you at Build. Yes. We are on Build now, in Build preparation mode.
Thanks everyone. Bye.
Thank you.